So a doctor walks into a hospital, sees 12 patients, and then spends 4 hours doing paperwork. That's not a joke. That's Tuesday. And AI is finally starting to fix it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, prior authorization. If you've never heard those two words before, consider yourself lucky. Prior authorization is the process where a doctor has to ask your insurance company for permission to give you a treatment they've already decided you need. It is, without exaggeration, one of the most maddening bureaucratic rituals in American healthcare. We're talking faxes, actual faxes, phone calls that go nowhere, requests that sit in queues for days while patients wait, and on the other side, hospital staff whose entire job is just chasing insurance companies manually all day. Here's where it gets interesting. A wave of AI startups has decided this is the problem worth solving, and honestly, they're not wrong. Companies like Notable Health and Innovaxer are building what they call agentic systems, AI that can pull clinical evidence from electronic health records, match it against payer policies, fill out and submit the request, track the status, handle the back and forth, and flag the hard cases for a human. What used to take days is now taking minutes. That's not a rounding error. That's a structural change. Innovaxer, backed by Tiger Global, is doing this as part of a broader healthcare data platform. Notable Health is going deep on the agentic workflow side. AI handles the routine stuff, humans handle the complex stuff. Which, by the way, is exactly how you actually deploy AI responsibly without it going off the rails. And here's the thing that I think gets undersold. This isn't just about efficiency. Every hour a hospital admin spends chasing a prior auth is an hour not spent on something else. Every day a patient waits for approval is a day they're not getting care. The downstream effects are real. McKinsey has flagged this as one of the highest ROI targets in healthcare operations. And when McKinsey and the startups agree on something, that's usually a signal worth paying attention to. My take? Prior auth automation is the closest thing to a sure bet in healthcare AI right now. It's repetitive, it's rules-based, it's measurable. You can literally count the denials before and after. That's rare. Most AI ROI is squishy. This one isn't. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the prior auth race, something else was happening quietly. And it might actually be the bigger story. Ambient clinical documentation, which is a fancy way of saying AI that listens to your doctor's appointment and writes the notes, enter Abridge, founded by Neeraj Kumar and Sriram Sankaranarayanan, backed by Andreessen Horowitz and Lightspeed. Abridge has built an AI that captures the patient-clinician conversation in real time, structures it, and generates a draft clinical note. The doctor reviews it, edits if needed, done. What used to eat an hour of post-shift documentation is now not that. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't it kind of weird to have an AI listening to your doctor's appointment? Yeah, that's a fair instinct. But here's the nuance. The adoption numbers suggest clinicians are overwhelmingly relieved, not creeped out. Physician burnout is a genuine crisis. The documentation burden is a massive driver of it. So when you give a doctor back an hour of their day, they notice. Their patients notice. What's really interesting is that AWS just dropped a demo showing how ambient documentation and prior authorization can actually be combined in a single cloud-native workflow. Their system uses Amazon Bedrock for the agentic orchestration. And AWS Health Scribe for the ambient listening layer. So you've got one system that listens to the appointment, writes the note, and then automatically kicks off the insurance request. That is a genuinely different vision of what a clinical AI stack looks like. And Amazon is positioning its infrastructure as the foundation other people build on top of. Classic AWS move, honestly. The safety angle here matters too. PHI, protected health information is everywhere in these workflows. The serious players are building with encryption, role-based access, audit logs, and a collect only what you need philosophy baked in from day one. This isn't compliance theater anymore. Buyers are asking hard questions, and the startups that can answer them are winning deals. Safety is becoming a product differentiator, not a checkbox. Quick hits before we go. MACPAC, which is the federal advisory body for Medicaid, has formally noted the growth of AI in prior authorization, which means this has officially crossed from startup narrative into policy conversation. Google and OpenAI are active in healthcare AI broadly, but neither has made a specific documented move in prior auth or ambient notes yet, which, depending on how you read it, is either an opportunity or a warning sign for the startups currently in the space. And someone on Reddit's healthcare IT community put it perfectly. AI won't fix prior auth if payers just move the bottleneck downstream, which, yeah, that's the real risk nobody's talking about loudly enough. So here's the theme connecting all of this. Healthcare administration is broken in ways that are specific, measurable, and fixable. The AI that's winning isn't the most impressive model. It's the AI that sits deepest inside the actual workflow and proves it can reduce a real number. Denials, hours, days, that's the game. And the companies that understand that are building something that actually matters. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.